Happy New Week, happy Monday, Sun family. Welcome to a new episode of Underline, where we bring your fave celebs and we ask them 10 fun questions. This is Andisa, and this week I am joined by an actor. His name is Bohlokwa. Most of you guys would know him as Zach on Rhythm City. So excited to chat to him. Let's get into it. Hi, Bohlokwa.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Underline. I have got 10 questions for you. I hope you are ready.
I go.
Okay, cool. So the first question is, if your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
Not two songs, man. Not even one.
Come on.
If my life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, Can I mention the artist ever?
Yeah.
It would be, number one would be Joy by Ricky Rick. Number two would be Imagining. Ending by Kavgara Small and Jelly.
Oh, okay. Imagining, you would have been nice because you're calling Imagining, but it's fine. I'm not judging. I'm not judging your references. Okay. And the second question is, what's something your followers would not know about you?
Something my followers would not know about me.
Mm-hmm.
Would this have to be something personal or something general? Or
I mean, it can be general and it can be personal if you are okay with sharing personal things, but you know, it doesn't need to be anything deep.
Well, I hardly do right now, but there's something I wanted to say. Let me refrain from that. I'd rather say something my friends do not know about me is what I do other than acting.
Okay, what do you do other than acting?
As an answer.
What's that?
That counts as an answer.
Yes, it does. It does.
Do I have to say what it is?
Yeah, unless if it's killing people and then you're going to make us accessories to murder.
Well, outside of acting, I do artist management.
Okay, you see? Do you want to share who you manage? Or?
Do I have to?
No, you don't have to.
I mean, look, for the better of it, I work with a team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do account management with the team that I work with, and we work with Mofaki, aka Obrikwana, She, Nabantu Binahazi, Cypherage, Konke as well.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe yourself in a hashtag. Okay, and what are the three words that describe Bohlokwa?
First word would be humility, second word would be respect, third word would be I don't know, loving.
Okay. What's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
Received, I'm not too sure, because I think with the many problems I have and stress that I do, I'm the one that more advises people on their lives, what did they do on mine.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but I'm trying to recall anyone who's ever given me life advice, really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot. I think I'm the one friend in my circle that's always trying to encourage, motivate, and speak good into my people's lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there would be advice from others in my life here and there, but I think I give more than I do receive. The best advice I've given, my work. What have I given?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, there's actually a friend's life that I sort of, I think this is the advice I give to actually everyone I meet, who tends to be quite close to me. So to anyone who's that, right, or to anyone who's trying to pursue a certain career, I'd always say to them, make sure whatever that you do at the end of it, yours is open, you know, because I genuinely believe in owning everything that you do other than working for someone else to do whatever they want you to do, you know. So in the end of it all, whatever that you do in your life, make sure you own it. Because owning anything that you do guarantees you freedom in your life.
I love that. I love that so much. Okay. Now, on to things that are not as serious. What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you or to you?
A fan has ever done?
Mm-hmm.
Can it be said? A fan has ever said, or can it go both ways?
Can it be what?
Can it go both ways? Can it be what has a fan ever said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What has a fan ever said to me one time was that I should give her a baby and I should not, and you don't have to be in the child's life. Or, with her. Or do you like the baby because living at mine, I look like I give good things.
Oh, wow. And what was your response?
Pardon?
What was your response?
I looked at it, I just laughed. I did not respond to it. Like, in a way that, and I just looked at it, like, hey, what is.
Oh my goodness, that is so crazy. Okay. Okay, so the next one. If you had a full day off, no responsibilities whatsoever, what would you do?
Very ironic. I think I take on the biggest responsibility. Not actually, maybe not that I take on the biggest responsibility. I think I'm because then I was my daughter and mother.
Oh, that is cute. Okay. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
I would choose a superpower that generates unlimited amounts of money.
Yes. Yes. That is it. That is actually the greatest superpower of all.
Yeah, that's
okay. Yeah. Pardon?
I'm just saying, I don't think I'd want to be invincible or fly or any of those
things. No, 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 no.
I
think
I'd want to generate large amounts of money.
Oh my goodness. That would be so great, actually. Okay.
Yeah.
And what has been your best or worst date?
Okay. I don't want to lie.
Okay, don't lie. Don't lie.
The best date I've had, because I've been only in one relationship, I would say has been with the mother of my child.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best dates that I've ever had. I've never had a worst date because I've never known anything outside of that relationship, regardless of us being separated right now.
Okay.
So I can't think of a worst one. I only know the best of them, which has been with her.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then we scratch out the worst date. No, but you haven't told us what the best date was.
Oh, okay. I think the best date that we ever had included our childhood in action, because we went out for her birthday. And so basically we did what our child wanted to do and what we wanted to do, so we took her to the zoo and then came back for our little dinner. So we hadn't done any formal dinner, but had a little formal dinner. You know, it was basically a reintroduction to who we really are to one another, you know. And from there on, we go home and I think I proposed to her during the night.
That is so sweet. Oh. Okay.
It was a very moment. Look, I don't know what to do. I wasn't sure if I should do it, because I think initially I had planned that I'd do it on our child's birthday.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure which one. But I think that one was equal to time, you know, because I think I've already been ready to do it, you know. But like I said, in spite of us being separate right now, I was like, and it did, but yeah, at the time it was great.
Oh, okay. That is so cute. Okay, this is
a lot of cute shit, okay? Oh, sorry, but I see a lot of cute stuff, you know? Like, even if it's not going out on date, but
yeah.
You know, for Cardi, if she's coming over to visit or anything, I'd like to prepare some stuff and some flowers on the bed, her favorite drink and cards, there is some cards inside, a piece of jewelry, you know, favorite kind of food ready, you know, that kind of stuff. That's my kind of thing, you know?
So you're basically the boyfriend that most, if not all, girls want.
Look, I only say this. I think me, if I was to date a lot of girls, and if I was allowed,
yeah.
Some of my girls would be really happy. At the moment, they wouldn't because my time is so restricted.
Yeah.
But if I was able to date more than 10 girls from time, they'd all be happy. I consider myself one of the best boyfriends ever.
I put my Lisa.
I know how to boyfriend.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the last question.
Yeah.
What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
The most worn thing, I think, is not a jeans. It's not so nice. I'm going to go to the
Yes.
These are the jeans, yeah, you know, a pair of jeans that I love so much. But the most expensive piece of clothing, can it be an accessory?
Yeah, it can.
That would be my two watches.
Got it. And that is it. Thank you so much.
All right,
sure, enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, ma'am.
Bye. Thank you to Bohlokwa for joining us on this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed it. I hope to see you guys next week, same time, same place, when we interview one of your favorite celebs again. Bye.